Shabbos Yerushalmi corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Mem Daled. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Metaltelin Ne'achadosh Avar Lo Yashan. We may move a new earthenware candle if one needs it for permitted use or he needs its space, but not a used candle. And this is because it becomes repulsive and it's called Muktzah Machmas Mias. V'Shimon Eimer Kol Hanerus Metaltelin Chutz Min Haner HaDelek B'Shabbos. V'Shimon says, if Shimon permits moving any candle, except for one that is actually burning on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, and we take out the next couple of sentences, it should say, Amrin Hadar to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, this means the first Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani Kalaneiwis, Metaltalan, Chutzman, Aner, Hadoylek, Meshabbos, Divri Reb Meir. Because we see in the Brisa, Reb Meir says that one may move any candle except for one that burns on Shabbos. Yudah says that one may move a new candle, but one may not move a used candle. And we see in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon holds that one may move any candle except for one burning on Shabbos. And we can infer that if it became extinguished, one may move it. Rabbi Abba Atreyan, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Chadamad, Rabbi Meir, Kolam Yuchad, Le'issa, Asa, Rechona Amma, Kolashi Yechdo, Le'issa, Asa, Le'adinan, Man Amada, Oman Amada. Rabbi Yemir and Rabbi Abba, both quoting Rabbi Yochanan, they said that one said that Rabbi Meir holds that anything special for Issa is forbidden, the other one said that anything designated for Issa is forbidden. We don't know who said this and who said that. Mimada Amma, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yemir, Shal, Ahain, Livna, Loi, Kamiyuchad Le'issahu, Aviyuhu, Du'amal, Kamiyuchad Le'issa, Asa. And we can infer from the following, because Rabbi Chanina said that Rabbi Yemir asked why bricks are not forbidden like something special for Issa, which shows that he said that anything special for Issa is forbidden. Mandam Amiyuchad Kol Shekein Yechdei. Mandam Yechdei Hamiyuchad Loi. The one who said that anything special for Issa is forbidden, or the more said that what was designated for Issa. The one who said anything designated, but if it's only special for Issa, not because it, meaning it's not forbidden. Masnisim pliga al manda amu kolam yuchad le'issa also, v'tanina tamon mochana shala, v'zman shehi nishmetes ein echibola, v'ein nimdelesima, v'ein marcelesima, v'ein lameis, v'ein goyu noisa, v'shabas v'zman sheyesh b'seich ha-mais. We ask a question against the one who said that anything special for Issa is forbidden. The wheel of a carriage, when it can be removed, is not considered connected to it, that they should be considered like one kli, receiving tumma, and let's not measure with it, means towards the shear of 40 sar to uproot from being able to receive tumma. It does not save with it in an oilam mace, means if the carriage itself is 40 sar, it shields from tumma's mace, but the wheel does not, and we may not drag it on Shabbos when there are coins in the wheel. Tani Allah, hayu alea ma'is v'naflu nigreris. A brisa talks about this, that if there were coins inside and they fell, one may drag the wagon. Amar Rav Sheshis, Rav Shimon hi, Rav Shimon oimer, kovar mutar l'taltalei. Rav Sheshis answers that the bais is like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon says that if extinguished, one may move it. Amin lama leis anan patrin la diber kol hi, v'sheicheach. Why don't we answer that it's like everyone, and it's when he forgot, means he didn't intend to leave the coin from it, so it didn't become a basis, means a support for the muktzah item. The answer is you can't say that because the Mishnah there says that if the wheel of the wagon cannot be removed, it's considered connected to it and it's measured with it and it saves with it in Oyal Meis, and one may not drag it on Shabbos even though there are coins in it. If Meimah Hacha Diver Kolhi B'Sheicheich, and he therefore say that it's like everyone, and he forgot, because the Chacham would obligate shaking off the coins. Masnisa Pliga Al Manda Amma Kolam Yuchel Le'Issa Asa. The Taninan Ha'Even Shal Piachavis Mata Asida Menefeles. Gemara asks against the one who said anything special for Issa. There's a Mishnah that says that a rock on a barrel, if one wants to move the barrel, he tilts it on its side and it falls. Ve'Av B'Shem B'Chia Ba'Ashi Patal Rav B'Sheicheich. And the Abba quoting Rav Ba'ashi, quoting Rav, said that the case is that he forgot, means he didn't intend to leave the rock on it, so the barrel did not become a bosses. And And the Sefer, that Mishnah, says, and we can ask a question from it, if it was amidst barrels, means if he tilts it, the rock is going to fall on a barrel and break it. He lifts the barrel with the rock and moves it away from the other barrels and tilts it on its side, and the rock falls. Oiti patala Rav b'sheichech. And Rav also establishes here, that's when he forgot. The Bais that disagrees with the one who said anything special for Issa is forbidden. The Taninan, Koifin, Sal, Lifnei Afoichim, Shialu, Shisei, Letaltalai. If the Mishnah teaches the one may invert a basket in front of chicks to enable them to climb what they send, and the Bais have taught about it that if they send it by themselves, one may not move it. This isn't difficult for the one who says, who forbids even temporary designation, even though it's not special for Issa. Rambachia answered that the case is that the basket is repulsive, means it's special for chicks. Amalebahatani, Rabbi Hoshia, Afilo Sa, Afilo Talkov, Islach Mema, Sava Talkov, Ma'usinain. And we have an objection because the Hoshia taught that even a kli that measures a sa'ar or half a sa'ar becomes forbidden. And he said that a sa'ar or half a sa'ar measure is repulsive, meaning they're actually easy to clean, and he needs them, so he's destined to clean them. Rabbi Yomiya b'shem Rav, halacha k'b'meir. Rabbi Yomiya, quoting Rav, said that halacha follows Rabbi Meir. Shmuel amar halacha k'b Yehuda. Shmuel says that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar halacha k'b Shimon. Shimon Levi said that halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. Bo'on k'imi Rabbi Yochanan at amar At Mat Amal, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, "What do you say in this halacha?" Amalain, ani einli ella Mishnah kolaneiwis metaltlin chutzman ane hadolek b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan answered, "I have only our Mishnah to follow, which says that when we move any ne'er except for one which is actually burning on Shabbos."